This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, happy Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, here we are again. Ikey, it's beautiful outside. How are we feeling?
It is beautiful outside,
oh,
brother
man.
Spike.
Let's do the show outside.
My goodness. Spring's not here yet, but it is on the way, brother Spike.
I smell it.
You smell it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Smell what the rock is cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is also on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready for it to be a quiet free agency. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Oh, we will in like 2 seconds.
We'll get to that, yes.
Yep.
Jackie Baseball. Hey, Harp's in the lineup today.
Oh, sure is.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. Holla at your boy.
Gabriel Rincones Jr. just went yard. I know you guys are excited.
Oh, who? I'm very excited.
Prospect.
Who?
Why not Rincones?
Yeah, well, oh, boy. Goodness, your man. Next guy. Well, hey, Nathan Miller's your next guy, right?
What is his last name?
Rincones.
Rincones.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's got a sweet lefty swing. You
all
like
right.
that.
Okay.
All right, back to the
all
Eagles.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enough of that. Man, this is actually a really big show today. Elliot will join us from the NFL Draft Combine at 3. Flyers and 50 at 3:30 as the Fly Boys flying high after a 6-1 win.
Rage.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report coming your way at 4. We will talk about that lineup and where everybody's hitting. The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings happens. Oh, my God, it is enormous. But I think, you know, with how
Pause.
We talk... With, what? Oh, yeah. Well, I never said that. Nobody's ever said that to me.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Correct, correct. So I, you know, I was thinking about this quote from Howie yesterday when he said, this is something to the effect of, you know, this offseason might not look the way that you might not understand it. It might not be the way that you think. And here we are talking about Myles Garrett and all that kind of stuff. And I think Howie and the Eagles are maybe trying to outsmart themselves. And I think Howie and the Eagles might be looking at last year and the success they had last year and sort of impressed with themselves. And the first sign I got was the signing of Kevin Petullo, which he might be a great offensive coordinator.
Good
but
hire.
Without talking to anybody else, without doing a worldwide search for this giant franchise that everybody wants to work with. And then I start thinking about us keeping us own player, our own players and all this draft success we've had over the last couple of years. The Eagles need to go get a star this offseason. They need to make a splash. It always works when you go get a star. The Eagles got Saquon. They went to the Super Bowl. The Eagles got AJ. They went to the Super Bowl. The Eagles got T.O. They went to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys 30 years ago went and got Deion Sanders. They won the Super Bowl. The Patriots went and got Randy Moss. They went undefeated. The 49ers got Christian McCaffrey. They went to the Super Bowl. Like the Rams went and got Matt Stafford and Von Miller. They went to the Super Bowl. I can point to all these times where we've drafted players and it hasn't worked. But I cannot point to a lot of times where we went and we got a star player and it didn't work. And I don't care if it's Max Crosby. I don't care if it's Myles Garrett. What I know is I know the Eagles would be... it would be smart of them to go get a star, even if they need to trade draft capital. And even better, not just a star, but a star who hasn't won before. A star who can walk into that locker room and say, I know how the other half lives. A star who could walk into that locker room and see all these guys that might be, you know, might be a little too comfortable, maybe a little too impressed with themselves. Look, the Eagles did a great thing last year, but just because they did it that way doesn't mean they need to do it that way every year. Go get me a star difference maker, the Philadelphia Eagles, and let's go win another one, Ike. Give me a star.
Yeah, listen.
Yes.
That was, I gotta admit, that was impressive.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
All right. You put some work into that one.
I gotta give you. Okay, all right. Thank you.
I didn't know where that was coming.
That was good. I'm usually a star hunter myself.
Yes.
But so I you made a compelling argument. But here's the thing, Spike, in all seriousness. I'm not telling you you're wrong. And that's why I said that was a great argument you brought up there. Great data to support the argument.
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Each team isn't created the same. The Eagles do have to think about the future. They want to be smart in these next moves. The one thing that I'll say that the Eagles didn't do, and Howie sort of admitted it, he didn't go both feet in and just condemning what he did and what the organization did after the first time they won the Super Bowl. But I think there is some great self-reflection there that they had when they viewed the roster, and instead of necessarily viewing it with rose-colored glasses and thinking that you just can run it back, it's different with this team. This isn't trying to run it back with a bunch of players that have already had their best year. That's the argument I can make about that 2017 team, is that other than maybe Fletcher, Jason, Lane, and BG, maybe, you know.
Rick Lovato.
No, forget about that. I'm talking about which players had better years after that.
Right. That was the peak of a lot of their years.
That was the peak of the majority of that team where they had their best year. Where I look at this team and I'm saying to myself, the defense, we know they're just scratching the surface. Like, we know the defense is just scratching the surface of what they could be. They were ahead of schedule. We didn't expect them to be as good as they were this past year. And you got a lot of those guys coming back. So you got to think about what you're going to do to retain that talent moving forward. And then offensively, AJ's in his prime. Devontae's about to enter that. And when I say in their prime, I mean, this isn't when you say prime, it doesn't last for a year or two. Like, these guys' prime is going to last 5 years. Like, AJ can do what he did for the last 2 years. He can do that 2 to 3 more years with no problem at 26, 27 years old. Devontae is, what, a year or two younger than AJ. Jalen has been 25 for 4 years. So, like, he's still 25 or 26 years old. He's just entering his prime, not even really entered his prime, and he's already gone to 2 Super Bowls. And the offensive line, for the most part, other than Lane, is still relatively young. It's a young offensive line. We bring back Mekhi Becton. I say these things to say, Spike, when I look at the guys, they're going to have to think about managing the cap and re-signing. I'll start with Mekhi Becton at 25 years old. Then I'll go to Cam Jurgens, right? I'll go there. And then I'll go to the defensive side of the ball, and I can name several guys over there that you want to make cornerstone players, meaning they're going to be due for extensions. If that's the case, and that's coming up over the next year or two, then Howie does have to keep that in mind. And even I had to take a step back because I was in that boat with you. I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't want Miles. I was right there yelling for Miles Garrett with you and Jack. I was all in favor of it. But then I did have to take a step back and say to myself, okay, this isn't just about next year, although I want them to compete for a title next year. This is about building a team that you can have sustained success with and retain the young talent that you want to keep here. And bringing in a guy like Miles Garrett, as tempting as it is, It's going to cost you a lot, not only in draft capital, but it's also going to cost you a lot in salary cap space. Can you pay Myles Garrett as the best defensive player in football what he deserves to be paid, and then turn around and pay Jalen Carter as a young upcoming star the type of contract he and his agent is going to be looking for next year? Not to even mention the Nolan Smiths, Cooper DeJean, and Quinyon Mitchell 2 years from now. Like, they have to think about all of this stuff when making moves this offseason. And I think Howie, being honest with us, kind of gave us a glimpse into the way that they're thinking, the way they're gonna approach this offseason. And I, for once, can't be upset with the selective, sort of cautionary approach versus being aggressive and go all in. I love Howie's season as much as everybody does. And I'm usually in favor of him doing something. This I get. This I understand. I understand not being as aggressive this offseason. I can't be critical of them because it makes sense. It makes good business sense.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to make a big splash and go get a big star this offseason? I agree with you that young players are important, but when you talk about the future is now. The future is the next 2 or 3 years. I'm not worried what Myles Garrett's going to look like in 5 years or Max Crosby's going to look like in 5 years. Here is an opportunity to win another Super Bowl. And you say, you know, AJ might have this many good years and Devontae might have this many good years. I don't know. I mean, probably. I would hope so. But that's not given. What's given is now. And I want to go win another Super Bowl now. And I know stars are the way to do it. Jack, what do you think?
I don't even know who I'm looking at in there. Who am I listening to? It's just, if they win next year, whatever. We got our Super Bowl. We're fine.
Kind of.
Yeah, listen.
Double down.
Is it the end of the world if we don't win next year?
Of course not. Okay. We can start ripping them again? Oh, are you kidding me? But I can already just feel, not even Ike, I'm feeling the callers, and it's like, well, the young kids and blah, 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 blah. Listen, they've done a good job drafting. That's not going to last forever. Like, getting Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper G in the same draft, that's not going to happen, okay? So go get a star. Don't you want to add to this thing? Like, this is a 3-year window. That's how you got to look at it. It's a 3-year window. You might as well max it out as much as you can, and then you can have your little dip. Like, do you want a dynasty?
I'm not expecting a dip.
There's going to be a dip. These guys are going to get old at some point. I mean, they're going to start entering into the high 20s.
I'm going to record this, and I'm going to play it for you when you're prospect hugging at the Phillies deadline, by the way.
They're untouchable, and they're my close friends.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Draft pick huggers. And I went through that with the Sixers. Oh, we get this pick, we get that pick. You know what you get? Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel. Go get me a friggin' star. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to make a big splash this offseason? Even if it means trading draft picks. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hello, I gotta address something right here real quick. First of all, let me put one thing first. I'm gonna get to you, Spike-O. First of all, Reese.
Yes.
He a ventriloquist? Hold up. When he called yesterday, that didn't even sound like the same Reese.
It didn't. I thought the same thing, Corey. It sounded like a totally different person.
A different part? He ain't slurring when he ain't drinking no more? That's a joke. Listen, because normally he call up here. Them Eagles winning, beat him down like Mad Mike. He ain't had nothing. Now he got to jump to the Sixers. I didn't even know he was a Sixers fan.
Right, he went straight to the Sixers. He didn't want to dress the Eagles.
You know what? I completely forgot that when we put on Reese yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I said that. That's why I waited to the end to say something about it. Yeah
that's my bad.
I'm confused. What, this ain't even the same person. Mike, now let me get to you, brother.
Yes.
Hold on. I thought the Eagles didn't have to win the Super Bowl last year. I thought it was, we got an infinite window. Years on years. Now we got to win every year?
Dude, I was the guy who wanted them to go make a big trade at the deadline. When you have an opportunity, you have to seize on that opportunity. The future is not given, Corey.
Listen, we got the Godfather up there in the box. Listen, all you got to do, you don't got to go out there and get him the top Whole Foods ingredients. You know what I'm saying? You go to Walmart, shop in the value section, and get him some good ingredients, and the Godfather put it together. We won a Super Bowl, and everybody love him now, but let me put these names out here. BG, 36 with a bicep. Nolan Smith, everybody called him a bust. Bryce Huff, we don't know. Bryce Huff, Josh Huff, we don't know. They both bust. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. And Jalen Hunt, the safety that we thought wasn't supposed to play next year, that's who we won with at edge. Them guys. We had nobody else out there rushing the passer. Obviously, we had the interior, but them four guys. Upgrade, you're talking about, we don't need Myles Garrett. Upgrade, you go get a guy like Hassan. I'm not saying Hassan Reddick. I'm saying a guy like Hassan Reddick. They got dudes out there, a guy like Aziz Ojulari from the Giants, a free agent. Hell, everybody talking about Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. I take the boys from Cincinnati. I take him.
Oh, Henderson, yeah.
Well, hold up, though, Corey. So when you're talking about the God,
exciting whites.
When you're talking about the Godfather, you're talking about Vic Fangio,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So
Ray Diddy.
He is, yes, right. He is clearly a great defensive coordinator, but at the end of the day, it's about personnel. And you can look at the rankings of Vic Fangio defenses through the years, and he's had some great ones, and he's a great defensive coordinator. But you see 14s in there, you see 15s in there, you see 16s in there. The defense, the scheme is great. The defense is made by players. This league is won by players. It's won by stars. And Josh Sweat had a good year, and Nolan Smith had a good year. Myles Garrett is a different beast. Go get it. Max Crosby is a different beast. It's a different level. You can't do the same thing every year. And all I know is in the Eagles' history, the three Super Bowls that we've been to, right? They've all, or four, three Super Bowls that we've been doing the last 25 years.
Yeah.
The year before, they went and they got a...
No, you had it right, four.
They got four and
four.
80. Yeah, four
total. No,
oh, 04. Oh, 04,
oh,
right.
04, 17, 22.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I tell you,
No.
That's how y'all do it.
I wasn't forgetting
that's
yours.
That's how y'all do it,
I wasn't forgetting
yeah,
yours. I wasn't forgetting
wins,
yours.
Listen, your miracle didn't count the Meadowlands.
Yeah,
it wasn't yours that I was forgetting. The four in the last 25 years, there's been a star acquired the offseason before.
True.
There's a recipe here. Let's not, when we think about Howie, right, if I had asked you about Howie a couple years ago, it wouldn't be what a drafter. It would be that guy went and got us a star. Go get a star. Don't let the Commanders get Myles Garrett. Don't let, that's not them. This is us. This is what we do.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I get what you mean by go get a star, but if you look at the 2022 defense, that defense, their stars was on the defensive line. They were stacked there. Even 2017, the stars was on the defensive line. I'm talking about this defense. I'm including bringing back a guy like Zach Bond. You already got your starters and your stars. I'm talking about if you go get a guy like, I'm not saying Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, Micah Paul. Look at a guy like Trey Henderson. This dude ain't no – if you add that guy to this defense, or even a guy like the dude in Tennessee that they talked about today, Landry.
Landry, yeah.
Add a guy mm-hmm. like that to this defense with you people. Reed back. CJ back. Hopefully Bond is back. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to probably start beginning of the year because N'Kobe Dean dealing with the injury. The corners are there. You're not going to go out there and just add.
Hold up. The corners are there? One of the corners is there.
What you talking about?
Cooper's a nickel
Slade.
Guy.
Cooper, he's a nickel.
Yes.
He's not an outside guy.
No, but what I'm saying is I meant all three. I'm talking about all three. So we – You gotta add one more corner, okay? Draft a guy, go get you. Let's not act like these dudes was great, right? They was great players, right? But let's not act like Slay was out there locking cats up from week one to week 20. We had Isaiah Rogers in there for a couple plays, couple games, and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not act like they was just no.
You're basically saying we didn't rely on a star player,
right,
on the
right.
defense.
But I'm saying it was a collective unit.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of those guys is coming back.
Yeah.
The offense is already there. You don't got to go get a Myles Garrett. Will we love to do that? Yeah. But, if you get a guy like Landry, or like I said, Henderson, there's going to be less money to trade for. Cincinnati needs everything. You can get him, Bryce. They will be happy to get anybody.
Nobody,
on that defense.
Nobody wants Bryce.
Can I tell you and everybody else, if you include Bryce Huff in a trade, it's a favor to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Bryce Huff. Nobody wants Bryce Huff.
When I tell you Cincinnati would take Jannar Avery right now, they would take in. They defense is. I live in Ohio. They begging me. They asking me who y'all got that we give y'all here. They will take anybody right now. You could give him, you could give him Byron Maxwell. Anybody. They would take him. They need somebody. All I'm saying is you add a guy like that to this defense with the Godfather, and you go play football. And we already the best team in the league. You know what I'm saying? And even if the Commanders get Miles Garrett on the Browns all them years, the Commanders, they got an upgraded quarterback. I give them that. But even if you add them, Bobby Wagner, free agent. You know what I'm saying? They talking about trade. They ain't going to bring back the same team like we mostly are. They defense all free agents.
Yeah.
You're resting on your laurels. And a lot of this defense was lightning in a bottle. I mean, we don't know.
Ooh,
well, I'm just saying.
In a bottle?
Look, N'Kobe Dean's not there in the beginning of the year. I'm yelling about Myles Garrett. Corey's yelling at me about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I mean, like, God bless him. He didn't play any snaps this year. Like, I'm not relying on that. Josh Sweat is a good player. He's not going to be here. Milton Williams is a good player. He's not going to be here. If you don't think that you need, so whoever's replacing them on this team that we're looking at right now is not as good as those guys, and those guys weren't stars. Like, get me a guy who's going to win us the Super Bowl. That's what I want. I don't want to, like, and you sound like the way that the team is thinking right now. Oh, we did it in the draft. We can do it again. We can do it by not paying anybody. We can do it again. No, that's not what we do.
Smart thinking.
We get the best guy. Go get the best guy, Corey.
You know, my philosophy is, hold on. You know my philosophy. As long as you got number one over center,
he got shot every year, yeah.
You know that. But look, right. We had this same conversation about this defense going into this year. We didn't think these dudes going to be that good and what they did. Now they a year better. A year better. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I like N'Kobe Dean. I might be slightly biased. I can't lie about that. Trotter might be an upgrade.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
Really?
Hey, might be.
Nobody talk about this. Oren Burks balled at the end of the season.
He did.
With N'Kobe Dean out, and he would be cheap to resign.
System linebacker.
All right.
System
All right, there he is.
So we let Zach Bond go then, right?
Zach Bond's not going anywhere. No, because N'Kobe's not going to be ready.
Yeah, no. He's talking yesterday. Apparently his kneecap was in his thigh.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, holy cow.
He said his kneecap was in his thigh?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like
that.
That doesn't
sound good at all.
No.
He should have got back out there.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah, that didn't sound good at all.
Nolan Smith played through an injury. No, you can't play with your kneecap in your thigh? What a surprise that would be for the
offensive
player.
Although I did see a clip of N'Kobe on Club Shay Shay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where he talked about it.
Is that where he talked about it? Okay, yeah, I saw that clip.
He didn't fit in really with that's a
different type of show for N'Kobe. Yeah. I'm not surprised he was on there. It's a lot of gossiping and chatty patty going on. Chatty patty.
Yeah, that's it. That seems like a dangerous show to go on, unless you know what you're doing. Yes. N'Kobe seems a little young for that show.
Yeah, he's straight laced. Yeah, he's not for the shenanigans.
All right, 215-592-9494. Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, the Eagles need to go get a star. I say yes. Jack says yes. Ike says not necessarily. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So last week, Jack. Yeah. Do it, Ike. Give it to him.
Talking about
the soothing sound.
How she can make it right.
Hey, it's music.
The best of Ike Reese. $17.99, double CD. Call 888 Ike Sings.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir. You know,
Al Green to do that to you,
Jack. When Ike wasn't here, Fran did his best to try to play the main. He got the main songs right, but every once in a while he'd do one that he thought we did sometimes, and he played Bring the Boom. And Ike and I were both like, Fran, what are you doing? This one's over. This song is over. He had no idea.
Yeah, he thought he was actually doing something. Yes, coming back with that one.
Poor guy.
He just can't get it right.
No, he can't.
Now AJ and Big Justice, they're done.
Like, they're done.
It's over.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Man, it's sad, man. They came and they went, man.
I don't even see Rizzler anywhere.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's why you can't get on when these guys are, when you first start seeing them, and then you start seeing them everywhere, and you're like, why are they doing so much? You realize they really do have 15 minutes.
That's right.
They got to do it.
You got to capitalize.
I'm not hating on them. I hope they made all the money they could in that 6-month period that they were famous.
Them and Hawk Tua.
Huck to it. Well, she. You see what she did?
Yeah.
Then she's crying.
I started a Bitcoin thing.
Yeah. And, well, a meme. Okay, not Bitcoin, but a crypto. Like it's called a meme coin.
Yeah, is what she had. This is good.
And
for
she,
our listeners.
Well, I'm just explaining. And what happened was she just put her name on it. I think they paid her $100,000.
She endorsed it.
Yes, and this other company did it was called a rug pull. Is what they make all the value go up and then they sell all of it and then the value crashes and they make a bunch of money. And poor Hawk Tua is like she doesn't know, right?
Of course she doesn't.
Middle of nowhere, everybody hates her. She went from everybody loving her, harmless, you know, Hawk to a girl.
Well, harmless.
Well, that was harmless.
She was harmless.
Bryce made her popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. I remember that.
Well, Bryce was riding the wave.
He is a TikTok star himself.
Yes, right.
So he just appreciates the game.
When we talk to him next week, I think half the interview's got to be about his TikToks. He was making chocolate caramel bark or something yesterday. I said, there's no way this guy cooks this much. He's like, oh, the kids love when I make bagels. Oh, really? Do they?
I'm sure they do.
I just got to find out how much he's really doing that.
Oh,
we've got a lot to address with Bryce.
Yes, a lot.
Did he appreciate the show last summer?
Yeah.
Did he feel like it was a little too harsh?
Yeah, we do have to ask him about that.
Why can't you just hit second?
Yes. Well, that's coming up. Trust me. Poor Jack.
Might just start. Yeah. Just hit second.
Just do it. All right. It's only one inning, really. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to acquire a defensive star this offseason? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
My man.
They do. You hear that sell I did?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. But, you know, it's still, because we love our stars around here. So we love acquiring stars.
Yeah.
But I think the price seems a little steep for most fans. So I'll go, let's go 63% say no.
You nailed it.
Nailed it?
63.9%.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Is that the first time I hit the actual number?
You've hit it before. Normally you're in the general area, but you nailed it on that one.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing how it should make you feel different. Winning the Super Bowl should make you feel different. But to go from Howie season, star hunting, get us that guy to now we'll just keep our guys.
Yep.
What is that even? And while everyone is mentioning that Josh Sweat's probably going to go somewhere else, Milton Williams probably going to go somewhere else, who's playing those positions? Who is playing those positions? Like, they could get somebody. Get me somebody better than those guys. Let's be better than we were last year.
So here's what I believe fans are sort of buying into or selling to themselves, anticipating. They believe Nolan Smith can step up and be one of the ends.
One of them.
Right. So you got.
But that's
got
only that. One.
No, I agree. No, I agree with you. Yeah. Yes. No, you're absolutely right. It's only one.
And we had three really last year that were effective.
And
right?
You usually need four.
The fact that
we got by without really getting anything out of Bryce Huff is more of a surprise.
I guess through the year we had four, right? We had BG, we had Jalix Hunt, and we had Nolan Smith, and we had Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat.
That's who we had.
Yeah. And Jalix Hunt, I don't believe, is ready to be an every down player.
No, I don't
think he's ready to be that yet.
And remember, again, that was the I'm not saying it was a weak spot, but it was probably the most questionable
spot on the
defense.
No, I agree. Yes. Yeah. I mean, not to probably the second half to last third of the season did everybody start showing up.
Yep.
Because remember, BG was the best defensive end for about the first eight games of the season.
He really was.
Yeah.
We were talking about him playing 15 snaps, and he was playing half the snaps, which is what Milton Williams is going to go out and get paid, you know, $15-20 million a year is going to get paid. All right. BG's somewhere like, ooh, how much did you say for 50% of the snaps? All right. 215-592-9494. I say the Eagles need to go get a star this offseason. Every Super Bowl we've been to since 2000, the offseason before, we got a star. We need a star this time. 215-592-9494. Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP.
Spike, Ike, and Fritz, how you guys doing?
What's up, Steve?
What up, Steve?
I'm just calling it because, I think what really sets Howie Roseman apart from the other GMs in this city, I mean, the guy really understands value. And I just don't think Myles Garrett is going to give you the value of that contract. You look at edge rushers over the age of 30, the productivity just isn't there. And would you guys give him, would you give him the biggest expensive contract ever? Because I feel like that might be what he's asking for.
But you have to give him a big number. Well, I don't know if it's the biggest
to be
ever.
A big number, yeah.
If you're paying this guy in the whatever that number
is, it's going to be 30 plus million. 40. It's going to be 30, 35 million.
Yeah. It feels
per year, that is.
He won't be worth half that in 3 years, 4 years. I mean,
you're talking about 3 years, 4 years,
that's
dude.
A long time.
Yeah, yeah, we got to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. If we don't win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, what's that? Yes, and you don't you want it? The point every year is to win the Super Bowl, and they're set up at this point. That this is the moment. This is the moment. Everyone looks at these young players that are 24, 25, and go, "Oh, we have 7 years." That's not how it works. It just isn't. Someone becomes a free agent, doesn't want to stay. Somebody pays them too much. Somebody else gets hurt. They're all here now. Jalen Carter is good now. Quinyon Mitchell is good now. Cooper DeJean is good now. Zach Bond is good now. All these guys are good now. Let's add a great player to them.
I see your point, Spike, and I do think it would increase our Super Bowl chances for next year. I think the way this team is built to be successfully, the reason we've been successful the majority of the last 20 years is because we understand value of the players. We're not overpaying a guy to win right now and setting us back for years in the future. I see your point for sure, but I also just don't think he's going to be that productive, except for maybe the next year and a half. He's going to be really good, but I wouldn't pay him the highest defensive player in football and giving up first-round draft picks, which you can move for future years to come back. I just really don't think the assets would ever be worth it. Maybe if a team like the Commanders, now they need something to push them over the top. I don't think we need that, which is why I would not overpay for this.
I don't know. Thank you for the call, Steve. I get it. All I keep hearing is how good the Eagles are at making cap stuff work.
Right.
And now everyone's like, well, how are we going to make it with the cap? And how good is he going to be in 4 years? 4 years?
Yeah, I'm not looking that far down the road. Yeah, I'm not looking that far down the road.
Well, I don't
four
know.
Years ago, I wouldn't have imagined we had Saquon Barkley. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
I can't even look that far
yep.
Down the road. Things absolutely do change. But here's where I'll say, where it gives me a little cause to pause with Myles Garrett and even a Max Crosby when you have to trade for these guys, right? Because not only – if it was free agency, that's one thing. Because not all you're doing is giving up money. Howie knows how to work the money angle of things if that's what he needs to do. But when you're talking about giving up draft capital and the money, what that's going to do is eventually you're not going to be able to re-sign someone else. I don't think Jalen Carter's in danger of going anywhere, so it wouldn't be an issue for him, but it could be an issue for, I don't know, one of your corners down the road. Could it be an issue with having either AJ or Devontae here? Because Jalen Hurts, think about this. Jalen Hurts is under contract right now. These contracts keep going up. Jalen Hurts is going back to the table in a year or two.
Yeah,
he's going back to the table in a year or two to get another deal.
Well, the other question that I have is that that's a separate question, but how they're allocating the money. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Devontae go anywhere. I don't.
But if you got a $40 million in, a $35 million in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that money better spent? You look through the history of the NFL. There's a lot of them that don't win a Super Bowl with one wide receiver getting paid that much money, much less two wide receivers getting paid that much money. And I know we all love everybody now. I'm not saying get rid of Devontae. I'm just saying as you look forward, is it if you're not going to be throwing the ball, 35 times a game, 40 times a game like Joe Burrow is, do we really need two giant game changer wide receivers? Will be a question they're going to have to ask themselves. I understand why they did it this year. I understand why it is now. You can't. You have to pay your own. You drafted a great player. You have to keep that pet player. It's more about the next contract and the end of this contract than it is about right now at this second.
Yeah. I you know what? Who else? I mean, Reed Blankenship. Right? These aren't guys that you got to absolutely keep. I'm just saying that you start chipping away at the defense. Right?
Yep.
You start chipping away at these guys because you can't keep everybody. if you're going to pay that much money. The reason they've been able to do what they've done on offense is because they pretty much don't pay anybody on defense.
Yeah, they had the fourth lowest cap number against defense this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so that's why they've been able to do that.
But don't you think that's a little lucky?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a little lucky.
Fortunate. Sure it is. Yeah. Sure it is. I'm just saying when you add that other salary there, now you're going to have to decide who am I keeping. And don't forget, you've given up draft capital, first round picks.
Yep.
So it's hard to find that guy in the first round of that level. Now, yeah, they can find somebody in the second round, third round maybe. But that's sort of when you get guys that usually turn out to be specialists. Meaning they specialize in
yes.
one thing or other versus being a overall complete player.
Would you rather have Zach Bond here or Myles Garrett? Because I'd rather have Myles Garrett. I love Zach Bond.
Yeah,
you're
just going one for one. Yeah, I think I'd rather have Myles Garrett. Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have Myles Garrett. And Zach Bond's he's not 32, but he's also not 23
yeah.
or something.
Well, and here's the thing, and I believe we're going to keep Zach Bond, and we should keep Zach Bond, but even as a former linebacker myself, especially playing the role that Zach Bond played prior to getting here, I played that same role.
Right.
You don't know if he's going to go back to that player.
That's
moving
what I said,
forward.
That's why I said lightning in a bottle. I'm not saying it will, but who knows if Zach Bond has a year like this again.
Yes, I would venture to say he's not going to have a year like this again.
215-592-9494.
He does, but I'm just talking about defensive player of the year candidate. Like, he was a legitimate defensive player of the year, not just a Pro Bowl player, like all pro defensive player of the year.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. I say we need Howie season. The Eagles have to go get a star on defense this offseason. Ike says not necessarily. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
What up, Ken?
I can't believe it's only February 26th out here today, man. What a glorious day.
It is a glorious day out there, man.
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, you know what this means. It's setting us up, man. This is the okey-doke. This is the in 2 weeks.
Cold front coming in somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to get 16 inches of snow in 2 weeks. I guarantee you.
Well, that'd be awesome.
But here's how you have to think about it. Yeah, this is the beginning of having a lot more days like this than we had, like, winter.
And that's the truth, and you can see already it's lighter in the morning when you get up early, and it's lighter at night. And when you start seeing those days lengthening up, that's why I like it when it's longer. You like that? I did that for Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's called a big dose of D.
I did that for Jack.
Yep.
So, Spike, you and I agreed yesterday, so I don't want to set any precedents, so I'm calling today to tell you that, you're incorrect.
Oh.
Ike is right.
We had a good run, Ken.
Yeah, we had a good run, 24 hours.
Yep.
Give or take.
Yep.
So, when you talk about the window, they have the youngest defense in the NFL right now, and it was the number one ranked defense in the league, which everybody knows. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that every year. But the point is, with the contracts that they have on offense, the window is however long the youngest defense in the NFL is on that rookie contract. How long those guys are on those rookie contracts. So Jalen Carter is going to be eligible for an extension next year. So obviously the year after that, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. So, when you start to throw in $35 million a year, that blows up that window of those guys on the rookie contract. I don't care necessarily. Like, I don't say I don't care, but I'm not worried about him going to the Commanders. Because that's why you pay Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata.
He's got 2 years, though, left, Ken. I mean, Lane's got two years left.
We're talking about winning the Super Bowl tomorrow.
So yes, so get Myles Garrett.
But you can't say, Lane Johnson only has 2 years left being the best tackle in football, so let's go get Myles Garrett. And then in the next breath say, but we're talking about not right now, not 3 years from now when Lane Johnson, according to your math, is going to be done.
Well,
it's either one or the other.
But let me ask you this, Ken. Part of it is, I agree with you, they got all this production out of guys on rookie contracts. What do you think the odds are they can get the same production out of a rookie contract that they got in Milton Williams? What do you think the odds are they can get the same kind of production out of the next end they send or Jalix Hunt as they got out of $9 million a year with Josh Sweat? Like, these guys aren't going to be here who had a bunch of production. And what I'm saying is that you have a much better chance. We've had a good run of draft picks. We have. But you have a much better chance of getting that production from a player that you know is going to produce when you know you need to win, as opposed to, you know, thinking that you're going to be great at the draft from now until forever.
Like, I reject the notion that by blowing up, like, I don't think the Eagles are not in a position to win the Super Bowl again next year right now. Like, they are the best team in the NFL right now. There's going to be obviously changes during free agency. They're going to lose some guys. But, you know, I mean, we're all worried about Milton Williams. Milton Williams had a nice Super Bowl, and Milton Williams was productive for a third-round pick, and he's going to go get paid, and he deserves it. But Milton Williams played about 17 snaps a game. Okay, so these guys are not foundational players. The foundational players on the youngest defense in the NFL are on these rookie contracts. The window is now and 4 years, as opposed to you blow up that window because you sign a guy for $35 million a year. And, oh, by the way, give up draft capital that Howie has proven to be a master to move around within the draft, because that's how he uses draft capital the best. Not just drafting players, but moving around within the draft. If they don't have additional picks last year in the draft, they don't have the picks to move up and get Cooper DeJean when he's still sitting there where he is in the second round when they figured he was going to be gone. So that the value of those draft assets in Howie's hands is less about the player he's going to pick than how he uses that capital to move around in the draft to get other players they want to move up and move down. So as soon as you start throwing those away to sign one guy, to bring in one guy, and then you've got to blow up your window with the guys on the rookie contracts because you're going to pay him $35 million a year. You've now taken a Super Bowl window that is now and probably 3 or 4 years. I'm not talking 7 or 8. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. But you've now taken a Super Bowl window that is now and probably 3 or 4 more years, and you've shortened it to now and 2 years. And if now is still in that window the way it is now, why would you do that? I'd rather win 4 Super Bowls in the next 6 years than 2 Super Bowls in the next 6 years, because one of them is next year.
Well,
I want to have 4 more parades.
We'll know in six. Thank you for the call, Ken. We'll know in 6 years if we won 4 of them. All right, 215-592-9494.
I don't expect to win 4 Super Bowls.
Do the Eagles need to get a big star this offseason on defense? I say yes, it should be Howie season. Now, speaking of big stars, the 76ers, Ike, and I don't think you've heard this yet. I haven't heard it. I just know it happened.
Breaking news.
This is enormous news. So one of the stars the Sixers had, who did we acquire last offseason? Big star.
Paul George.
Paul George has made a very big announcement about his future career.
Here he is.
Here is the announcement.
Fellas, it's no secret. This season is up to this point, man. It hasn't been what we envisioned. I know my goal when I first signed with Philadelphia was to bring a championship to these amazing fans here. I still remain positive about that, and that is still the case and where I'm coming from. With that being said, though, I want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, and, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out, give ourselves a chance to be in contentions to compete for a championship.
Well, Podcast P is retiring for the moment. He's taking a leave of absence, Ike.
Isn't this nice and considerate of him?
Yes.
Right on time. They're only 20 and 37. Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad he waited till now. And now he's not going to podcast. He's going to concentrate on his health. I don't.
Why wasn't he doing that already?
Bro, well, it's a pinky.
Yeah. But does it mean that you weren't? Now, if that means that previously the podcast was preventing you from focusing on your health and winning, you see what this means? Is that what it means is if he thinks he needs to stop the podcast, and I didn't have a problem with him doing the podcast, whatever. He's got enough free time to do a podcast in a week, whatever. But if he didn't have enough free time to focus on his game and his body from doing the podcast, what were you doing?
Yeah, seriously, bro. And to announce this?
It's worse to stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like worse to stop it.
How about just stop it without the announcement?
Yes. Tell your two co-hosts we're not going to do the pod.
Yeah. Let them know it, and because the majority of us don't follow the podcast or what have you. All we care about is the damn Sixers. So you've actually drawn attention to this.
How many people, if the podcast P didn't come out for the next 2 weeks, are going to be looking at their phone right. being like, yo, where's podcast where,
P? Where's that episode at?
This poor guy. I back this guy.
Uh-oh.
It's just like, stop being such a loser. This is insane to me.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Well, because it simply says, if you do not have time to do both, then you haven't had time to do both for the last 4 months while the season was falling apart.
Right.
If you have to, I think you could do both. I think you have enough time to play basketball and do a podcast. I would back you on doing them. But if you're saying you didn't, not do the podcast now. The season's over. I'd rather you pod. In fact,
the last thing we want you to do is concentrate on winning games now.
Yeah, bad timing.
Yeah. How about this? To focus on your health, podcast more, and don't play any more games.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a 4-hour radio show and still do a podcast.
I can. I talk my ass off.
Yeah.
This is. Well, this is when they say athletes are out of touch, right?
Yes.
Like this is what this is an example of it.
Yes,
because he clearly is not reading the room of this city right now as it pertains to him. This isn't a positive.
Do you know
podcast
why?
Podcast P.
Do you know why? Here's what happened. Here's why he doesn't get it. And I think I figured it out. Us just talking about it. Normally, when the team is this bad and he has performed this bad, people at games would be crushing him. But what happened was, because of the Eagles' Super Bowl run, by the time they would be ready to crush him, they're just checked out. So,
So
the people going to games now is a family that they couldn't normally afford it.
Yep.
You know, oh my God, there's tickets for $7.
Right.
Let's go to a game.
Yep.
They're just there for a night out.
It's not even entertainment.
And
yep.
So he's not getting us. Like, I think here's what we need to do. What people are, I can't believe I'm suggesting this. While people are not going to the games because they're bad, I think the diehards all need to pick one game and all go to it and let them know how we feel. Just pick one game. We just got to pick one game on the schedule and let this is not okay. Because he's not playing in front of fans who don't think it's okay.
Right.
They get like half-assed boos as they go into a timeout.
You're not getting a real Philly jeering.
No.
You're not getting what other stars in this town
Covington
have gotten, yeah.
Or Embiid, or any of the, or Ben, or any of these guys that when they were supposed to be good and not being good, that they would get crushed.
Tobias
Harris,
you
know, Paul George's not getting any of this.
Nope.
I'm not podcasting so I can focus on my health. You lunatic!
Yeah, I can't believe he announced that. I mean, seriously, dude, you could have just not did the podcast and kept it moving. The very fact that you're saying, you know, and everything you touched on is absolutely right. Like, what you're basically implying is that you could have been focusing more on your health.
But you were focusing on the podcast.
But you were focusing on the podcast. Like, that's what you're implying right now.
And again, to be clear, I have no problem with you doing a podcast. It's you admitting that you don't have time to do both, but you've been doing both. As we have the worst Sixer season in the last, the only season that has been that could even come close to this season is the Eddie Jordan year.
Yeah. Oh my God, remember that year?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Eddie Jordan year.
That was, and there's one guy in that building that remembers that year, and that's Elton Brand.
Elton Brand,
because he's the one who had to come off the bench because that was Eddie Jordan's big idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, but remember what Daryl said, though.
We're just focused on championship.
Squint.
And I know you have to squint a little, but we feel like this group can still
put my
do
readers
that
on to see it.
Yeah, Ike's squinting with the readers. Still can't see. Oh, my God.
And Bryce just got hit in the arm. This is a disaster.
Yeah.
Would you shut up in there?
Well, if he'd only been hitting second, he wouldn't have been hitting the arm.
You're actually right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494.
He's fine, I think. He's leaving the game.
Well, thank goodness. If you have any thoughts on podcast people, take them. Also, do the Eagles need to make a big swing and get a big star this offseason? I say they do. Bring Howie season back. Let's not make pretend we can have great drafts every single year.
Yeah, that's what Howie season is now, man. It's at the bar now for the draft.
Right, right. Elliot Shore Parks is down there at the NFL Draft Combine. We will check in, see what the scuttlebutt is on Myles Garrett, as well as the tush push, which is the biggest story in the NFL right now. Just the tush push in general.
Yes.
So we'll see if there is any update there. Elliot joins us next. Your calls as well. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.